couple of things today. Jane Fonda talking about Marilyn Monroe and David Letterman. I'll play that clip here in just a minute. But first, I was just looking at my inbox on Spotify, and my daughter sent me a song. Now, she does this often, and usually they're pretty predictable. You know, she's out there on the alternative edge and stuff. Well, this song is from a 1993 album called Screaming for Vengeance. This is not Sheryl Crow or Joni Mitchell or Sarah McLachlan. This could be a first from Sarah. This is Judas Priest. Judas Priest from the album Screaming for Vengeance, and that was called what was that called? You Got Another Thing Coming. Kind of a little bit of a T-Rex bottom end of that thing, huh? That's all right. Okay. You can't box Sarah in. Jane Fonda the other night on David Letterman.
Good for you. And now let's go down memory lane. Tell me, and I didn't know this.
Cognitive dissonance, I'm not sure.
How does this work? You knew Marilyn Monroe. She must have been much older.
I did. I decided to be an actress because I was in class with Lee Strasberg. Mm-hmm. And sitting next to me was Marilyn Monroe.
Now, Lee Strasberg was famous for
the Actor's Studio, the method. He kind of brought the method from Russia.
What does that mean when people will say the method?
It means you use your own personal experiences. You learn different kind of exercises to bring up things from your own life.
Right.
I don't really use it anymore.
Right.
But at the time,
it was useful.
Being Henry Fonda's daughter, I needed a technique just to say to myself, you know, I'm working because I have a technique.
Right.
But Marilyn was as scared as I was. I mean, she never did get up and do a scene. She was too scared. And she'd sit there with no makeup and a little babushka around her head, very quiet. And,
right.
You know, after class, and it took me a long time to do a scene too. But after class, we'd go down and go out, and there she was in the street, you know, with dark glasses and no makeup, hailing a cab, and nobody knew who she was.
Well, what was her deal? I mean, you knew her. You observed. Scared. Scared of what? Was it insecurity?
No, it's the odd. The strange thing about celebrity is, on the one hand, she knew she was the most famous woman in the world and the sexiest and most sought after. On the other hand, she always thought, this is the day they're going to find out I'm a fraud.
Right.
And so we had the same press agent, and he would tell me that sometimes she'd be 2 hours late to a press conference because she'd be literally getting sick.
Yes, worried about performing in front
worried
of a
lot. About it.
Now, I wonder if... And I don't know anything about this either, but I wonder if today, if a person had that problem, we could find help for that person.
Well,
you know what I mean? Because there's no reason.
There's always a pill.
Yeah, but, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
They have made remarkable advancements. I'm not trying to be stupid about
actually,
it, but you know what I mean?
Therapy now.
Some therapy?
It's very different than it was then, and she probably could have gotten help.
Get a diagnosis and maybe a prescription, because she was, not just from this information, but everything you read about the poor woman, she was tormented, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And how...
I watched her film Some Like It Hot.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I met her, and she couldn't get her lines. But I just remember she walked off the set, you know, where all the lights are there, and she walked off. And as she walked towards me, it's like she was carrying the light inside her.
Yeah.
There was something so incredible about her. Right. She was luminous. And as she came up to me and began to talk, it was like a tiny little girl.
Yeah.
I loved her.
Did you like her acting, or did you like her more as a person?
I liked her persona. I loved, she. I think one of the great things about her is that she was loved by men and women, mm-hmm. because we sensed her vulnerability, and the men sensed something else.
And, well, yes, all part of the same package, but in those days, in those days, she was... Physically, kind of the iconic sex image on the screen.
Yes.
And the sensuality of it, obviously.
Yeah. I remember at a party at Lee Strasberg's, she walked in and the men would start to shake.
Yeah.
With desire. Of course. But she would all came up to me. It's like she felt safe because we were little girls together, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how now, you know, it's an anniversary. We have a lot of anniversaries going. It's your anniversary. It's the 40th anniversary of Clute, the 30th anniversary of my videotapes, and it's the anniversary of her death, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of...
Here, let me show the videotape. This is 30 years ago. Remember this?
I'm a big fan of Jane Fonda. I've seen most of her 50-plus movies. Almost met her once back in the early 70s when she was in Seattle helping the Indians protest the city, trying to get that Indian Center out at Discovery Park. Well, it was called Fort Lawton then, and the Army was giving the acreage over to the city, and the Indians had a claim. In fact, it was successful. What was there, Indian Center out there? It's still there, the Sunrise Center or whatever. 2 weeks later, she was arrested in Cleveland in that very famous picture, and with that pixie haircut and holding her fist up, was taken in Cleveland. Was that 70, 71? I was stupefied. I was at the KJR studio, and she was in the KJR newsroom, and I just sat there in the studio looking through the glass window at Jane Fonda talking to... Frank Thompson or Ted Bryan, whoever the news guy was on duty, and never really shook her hand or said hi. And I was admiring her politics then and still do, and consider myself a big fan. Hasta luego, muchachos.